time for the weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat, and this morning we are reviewing the book Holy War by Karen Armstrong. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana.
An interesting pick this morning, Mawlana.
Yes, Mawlana, this book titled Holy War by Karen Armstrong. The subtitle is The Crusades and the Impact on Today's World. And in some sense, this is a history. And the author throughout the book tries to make the case that the Crusades were among the direct determinants of the current strife that we find in the Middle East today. The author, Karen Armstrong, is a former nun, and she spent 7 years in an English convent before she left the convent. And she has written on religious studies in general, and this is not her only book on Islam. She has written a book, Islam, A Short History, and also another titled Muhammad, A Biography of the Prophet. In this book, she recounts the history of the Crusades and how it still shapes the modern-day Middle East. She tries to take a tripartite view, in other words, Christian, Jewish, and Muslim view. And she gives... She says a more detailed type of treatment to the Jewish point of view, which is generally neglected in a treatment of the Crusades. She looks at the account of the campaigns that were undertaken by the European soldiers under the banner and under the cross in the Holy Land, so to say, from 1095. Through to 1291. And she shows a concern all the time with linking what had happened then with the present and the recent past. And she gives equal attention in the book to the modern world in general and also to the embattled Middle East in particular. She, throughout the world, throughout what she does, she offers us interesting insights into what is currently going on in the Middle East. So it is not simply a history. She's concerned and provides her own perspectives on the other three major monotheistic religions, you know, the Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. And along the way, she makes a number of important conclusions. For example, she characterizes the Crusades in her own words, as a vicious Western initiative. She, for example, says that there would have been no Jewish state in the Middle East if it was not for the anti-Semitism that was engendered in Europe by the eastward marches of the Crusades during the Middle Ages. So she blames Europe, and in large sense she puts the West back into the whole Middle Eastern conflict, and she tries to show how even today's Israelis draw inspiration from the castles, the churches, and the cities that were left by the Crusaders as reminders of a colonial movement that tried to establish itself in a hostile Muslim environment with the powerful backing of the West. So she makes the point that the Arabs and the Palestinians view Zionists as either what she says the new Crusades or as a tool for Western imperialism. She also points out that Muslims and Arabs continue to look out and to wait for another Salahuddin. And the book provides interesting details about Salahuddin and his relationships with Nuruddin, and points out the type of difficulties sometimes in that relationship be between Salahuddin and Nuruddin that perhaps people did not know about, and this is really some very interesting reading. The book also shows how the Inquisition in Europe, the Nazi Holocaust, and some other important events can be traced back to the Crusades in one way or the other. Throughout the book, she makes the point that doctrine alone cannot give rise to intercommunal strife. She shows how social upheaval, new forms of oppression, equality, persecution come with it. And the absence of these conditions, she says, generally leads to and encourages peaceful coexistence. What I found very interesting in the book was the mine of information on current history of the Middle East, and also topics like the formation of Israel, etc., as well as the Muslim and the Western perspectives on each other that the author so succinctly provides. The book is divided into three parts, Polana. There's a section called Journey to a New Self, and then there's that looks at the time before the Crusades, the present conflict between Jews and Arabs, and then there's a section that looks at the whole concept of the Holy War, how the Crusades became a holy war, and they inspired a new jihad, so to say. And then she traces the history of jihad and the secular crusade. She looks at Zionism. She brings us to 1981 and talks about Anwar Sadat, his role and the holy war and peace. And then in part three, she looks at crusading and the Western identity, again taking us through history from the 11th century, 12th century, bringing us to the present day, where she identifies some new crusades in the West. And she has an epilogue where she looks at what she calls a triple vision, making the point once again that the West need to take some responsibility for what is going on in the Middle East. It is not simply a standoff between Islam and Judaism, but Christianity certainly have a role to play historically and need to take some responsibility for the problems in the region today. So all in all, Molana, the book is really packed with very, very good information, and we do well to read the book. Just to read from the blurb at the back of the book, publishers say that in 1095, with the tomb of Jesus still in the hands of infidels and the Byzantine Empire overrun by Muslim Turks, Pope Urban II summoned Christian warriors to take up the cross and their swords against the Turks and then recover the holy city of Jerusalem from Islam. It was to be the first of the Crusades, a holy war that would focus the power of the European kingdoms against a common enemy. The Crusades became the stuff of romantic legend, but in reality they were a series of rabidly savage battles carried out in the name of Christian piety to advance the power of the Western Church. Their legacy of religious violence is felt today as the age-old conflict of Christians, Jews, and Muslims persists. So this is what the blurb at the back of the book says. I think that it's a mine of useful information that is found in this book. It's not a short read, Molana. It's quite a lengthy book, but certainly worth the while, Molana.
Interesting indeed, and it really clears out a lot of doubts, Molana.
Yes, Molana, I think the author is very fair, shows both the Jews and the Arabs' perspectives, and really portrays the Crusades in a very for what it is. It exposes the Crusades for really what the Christian West were up to at that time.
Interesting indeed. Molana, jazakallah khairan. How much is it, Molana, and where do we get this?
Molana, I took this book out on loan from my local library, so I think that's a good choice for everybody. We should always try to look at what's available in our libraries. We'll be surprised there are good books there. The book is marked at 220 rands, Molana, but nowadays books have become quite pricey, Molana.
Interesting indeed. Molana, jazakallah khairan for your time. Much appreciated.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته